Learn 4 techniques of manifestation plus 6 universal laws affecting attraction.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and I am delighted to be bringing you this powerful podcast. Today, we have some information for you that we're going to share. This is stuff that oftentimes people overlook, but this is good stuff. This is stuff that will help you, information that will help you empower your life and help you manifest the kind of things you want. What is it you want to manifest? Think about it. What is it that you really want? Plus, we're going to talk about some different laws that you don't often hear about. We always talk about the law of attraction, but these are sister laws, if you will. They go hand in hand with the law of attraction when it comes to universal manifestation. So first, let's talk about some techniques. I'm going to give you 4 new techniques that you can begin applying right now to attract exactly what it is you want. Maybe you want to expand the size of your business. Maybe you want to buy a new home. Maybe you want to take a dream vacation. Maybe you want to win your husband or wife back. Maybe you want to save your marriage. Maybe you want to find your soulmate. Whatever it is, you can have it. There are no limitations. Here is your first technique. I want you to habitually focus on having abundance rather than lack in your life. Oftentimes we look at the pile of bills out in the mailbox and we focus on lack. And then, you know, we look at our paycheck and we go, oh, more lack. It could be bigger. That's supposed to be bigger. We focus on lack rather than abundance. Perhaps we are craving more love, more affection from our mate. And again, we focus on that lack rather than that abundance. Focus on abundance with your visualization, with your creative visualization, with your affirmations, with your incantations, and put skin in the game. Invest yourself fully and make it. When I say invest yourself fully, I mean make it habitual. It's not a sometime thing. It's an all-the-time thing. If you want it, it's got to be an all-the-time thing. You want a bigger business? It's an all-the-time thing. You want a better marriage? It's an all-the-time thing. You want more happiness? It's an all-the-time thing. You want better health? It's an all-the-time thing. Habitually focus on abundance rather than lack in your life, and you will notice the difference in big and powerful ways. I mean that. Next, cultivate conviction and then become ready to receive. Put out your hands right now and say, I am ready to receive. You've got to cultivate conviction in your life. You know, there's a lot of people who are, they want things. I want this. I want that. But they're not convicted. They're not, I'm going to get this. This is mine. It's coming to me. I am convicted. I want conviction from you. Because that's what attracts. That's the glue. Conviction is the glue. Are you convicted of becoming a better person? Are you convicted to learn more about your sales skills? Are you convicted to learn about how to build your business? Are you convicted to learn about how to get rid of your fears and your prejudices and your anger and your bad moods and your negativity and your hatred toward others? Are you convicted? Without conviction, there's no action. Without action, there's no attraction. Next, establish the intention to manifest your desires with goals, and then magnetize your intention with confidence and an absolute positive mindset. You've got to have this sense of magnetizing your desires and magnetizing yourself in connection with your desires. You are the right person at the right time in the right place. If you don't believe that, that has to be the core of your intention. When you walk into the room to make a sales presentation, you're the man or the woman. You're the person. You're the one. You're the magnet. You're the core. You're the strength. That's the key. You have to have unswerving goals. This is my goal. This is where I am taking myself. This is the life I am designing for myself. I am building my business from a $250,000 a year business to a $2 million a year business. When you're strong and dedicated to that, and every action and every goal and every micro goal is pointed in that direction, nothing will stop you. You are magnetized, and I mean that. Next, develop an attitude of gratitude. And express appreciation often. Express it to the postman when you see him. He comes to the door, you know, open the door and say, hey, I want to thank you for doing a good job of delivering the mail on a timely basis. I really enjoy your service. Express gratitude all the time. Tell your husband how special he is. Tell your wife how special she is. Call your girlfriend up right now in the middle of the day and say, I was thinking of you. Be grateful that the universe is big enough, large enough, to give you whatever it is you want, including your soulmate, including the love you desire, or the business you want, or the health you need. Stop talking about how sick you are and start claiming a miracle in your life. Attract it. Get the life you want by developing an attitude of gratitude all the time. Grateful. Grateful. Last night I was sitting there and Rachel was making me something very, very special, a little something that is very special to me. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at my two cats and they're watching her. I think they're helping her or they're learning from her. And I'm just thinking about how grateful I am to have this moment. Right now. This is what we need to focus on. And the more we focus on that, the better we get as human beings. The better we get, the higher that we vibrate. And it goes from there. And if next, after this message, I'm going to talk about some universal laws affecting your manifestation. But I'll be right back. You got to listen to this.
Are you looking for a new direction for your life? Are you tired of working for the man at your dead-end job? Is there a yearning inside of you to help others? You could be a candidate to join Robert Zink's Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaching Team. Miracle Mentors and Alchemy Life Coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Hawes invite you to join this 6-month intensive to become a certified Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach. You will learn the secrets of the ancient mystery schools, energy healing, magic, Kabbalah, hermetics, hypnosis, NLP, advanced secrets of the law of attraction, and more. As a certified miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, you will be able to guide others to personal empowerment, success, and abundance. Call now to join the team, 775-298-5052. That's 775-298-5052. Clearly leave your name and number so we can get started right away. Enrollment is filling up fast. For more information, write to lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. It's time for you to bring deep purpose to your life. Start the Certified Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaching Intensive today.
We oftentimes talk about the law of attraction. I mean, that's the name of the show, right? The Secret Temple, the law of attraction. I guess that's what we're talking about day in and day out, right? As a matter of fact, we're talking more about the law of attraction than anybody else around right now. Every day we're coming to you with a short show that you can put in a couple bite-sized pieces and you can assimilate it and get the information out of it. You know, not a lot of fluff, not a lot of blah, blah, blah. We're focused for you, giving you what you want and what you need. We talk about the law of attraction. That's what the show's about. But it's also about personal empowerment. It's also about manifestation. You manifesting your soulmate. You manifesting the love of your life. You manifesting a new career. You manifesting that acting job, that big role that you've been waiting for. You're just craving that big role. Manifesting it. Manifesting that business opportunity or that dream vacation. Right now, I'll tell the whole world, I'm manifesting a trip to Australia and I'm not going to pay for it. See, I always have these stipulations on my manifestations. I'm doing this and I'm not paying for it. Okay? So, I want you to manifest. Let's share some other laws, okay? Because you need to know these laws. Let's go with the first one. The law of attraction. We know what the law of attraction is. Likes attract, as above, so below, you know? But what about the law of intention? The law of intention. You have to know what you're doing. You have to know exactly what you want. And you have to know how your actions attract good or bad into your life. Every action attracts something. So it is either attracting something that is moving in the direction of your dreams and your goals, or it's moving in the opposite direction of your dreams and your goals. The law of intention. What's the intention of this act? What is it really saying to the universe when you're sitting at a bar drinking with your girlfriends till 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night? And your husband's at home taking care of the kids. What's the intention that you're putting out when you show up to work late but expect your employees to show up early? Your intention speaks, and it speaks very loudly to the universe. Next, oh, you're not going to like this one. I just know it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Some of you get a little nervous when Robert gets a little metaphysical. You don't like that metaphysical stuff, yet it's all metaphysical, isn't it? It's all science. It's all physics. It's all energy. But the next one is called the law of karma. You can call it the law of cause and effect if you'd like to. What everything you do has an action or a reaction in the universe. And it never goes that, well, there wasn't an immediate reaction, so therefore there won't be a reaction. It just hasn't happened yet. But there will always be a reaction. Now, I'm not one of these people that say, oh, you bumped your head, that's bad karma. You know, you bumped your head because you had your head in the wrong place. But if you want to attract good things into your life, put good things out. It's the law of karma. The next, the law of synchronicity. When you are clear, when your chakras are clear, and your energy system is clear, and your mind is clear and your emotions are clear, things start to synchronize. All of a sudden, the right person shows up at the right time in the right place. It's amazing how that happens. You can create more synchronicity in your life by becoming clear and focusing exactly on what it is you want to attract and trusting the universe to give it to you, to work with you, to partner with you. Next, we have the law of reciprocity. I love this one because it really tells about how, you know, the old saying, what goes around comes around. It's not the law of karma, but it's the law of reciprocity. Some people say, you know, I don't like to give in order to get. I think that you should love to give in order to get. Because if you understand that by giving, you receive more, you'll give more. You'll give more to charity. You'll give more to your churches. You'll give more to people in need. You'll give more to your wife. You'll give more to your employees. You know, you'll give more in every area of your life. And then, of course, the law of continuity. And basically, to understand the law of continuity is that energy and matter do not die. Nothing dies. Things just transform. Things move from being one thing to something else. You could have within your body some of the same molecules that comprised Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa, St. Francis of Assisi, and Adolf Hitler. You know? It's energy, always moving and transforming. So your actions, your thoughts, they're energy too. And they're never going to die. The things that you did 20 years ago still live today. They've just transformed. They've just changed. Understand that what you do has a permanent and lasting effect, an imprint. As much as you'd like to believe that you're just coming here and leaving no footprint behind, that isn't how it works. Every human being that has ever lived leaves a footprint behind, changes the context of the matrix. You too. So, how do you want to affect the matrix? How do you want to affect the universal energy field? That's up to you. Your actions, your thoughts, your behavior, your words, your feelings, your emotions, they all contribute. Okay, we are out of time. I hope this helps you, gives you something to think about, and empowers you on your journey. Remember to visit us at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Put the power of miracles to work for you. Put the power of spiritual alchemy to work for you. Put the power of the law of attraction to work for you. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day. Pay it forward. We're watching you. Bye-bye.